All right, take your Bibles or your phones or whatever you're going to use. I don't know anymore. I'm old school. I use print material as much as I still can. I don't know whether the younger generation didn't do that, but I'm old school. Sorry. Take your Bibles, and first place I want to go to is Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, and I call this little sharing meditation to praise. And you'll get it. You'll get it why it's titled that when I go through it. Meditation to praise. And we'll start in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. We'll start in verse 6. It says, be strong. And this is God talking to Joshua. After Joshua has just taken over after the death of Moses. So he's the boss now, and God is talking to him. Verse six. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a wonderful... Thanks, Lord. I needed that encouragement, and you did. You have to take care of the children of Israel, and as well as I do that they were feeling great one day, but the next day they weren't doing so good. So, wonderful. But I wanted to look at that word meditate just for a second before I move on. And that word meditate, what does that mean? Most of you know what that means. It means to think deeply about something, to think in depth. We've all done that. That's one of the things we love doing is reading and studying the Word and, considering what it says in depth. Wonderful. But anyway, he told Joshua that if he would do this day and night, that's quite a bit, huh? Day and night. If you do this, in verse 8, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So, I guess if you want to prosper, and if you want to be successful in your life, meditate on the Word with the intention and of obedience. Go to Psalm 1. There's another... Psalm 1, and we're going to stay in the book of Psalms from here on out. Psalm 1, and I said I'm old school, so these old fingers that I have might not run as fast as your young fingers do. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Day and night, meditate day and night. And verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you delight in the Lord, you meditate in it day and night, you're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. And it doesn't say river, it said rivers of water. That supply of water, if you do what God says, is going to be available to you all the time. Then you will have a very fruitful, wonderful life. That's what he's trying to get to us. So, anyway, as far as meditating, I picked out a little subject that I like, but I'm staying in Psalm because this subject that I picked is rather extensive if you include the whole Bible. But so I'm staying in Psalms, and I'm going to look at the word praise a few places and see what God says. See, we're going to do a little meditating in this word praise. And we'll start in Psalm 28. Verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Go to 34. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My mouth shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I'll praise the Lord at all times, and continually in my mouth. You think God would be happy if we did that? I think he would be. Psalm 40. Just a few pages over. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. I don't know, have you ever had one of those days where you have felt like you're stuck in a miry pit? Now that might be a little intense, but I've had some intense times in my life. But you know what? God has got me out every time. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. And I'm still coming to fellowship. So I'm real thankful. Praise to our God. So go to Psalm 50. Psalm 50. And just one verse, that's the last verse in Psalm 50. Whoso offereth, the last verse, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So praise is a wonderful thing. It opens up the key and the doors to show you more of God. He will show himself big time to you if you will praise him with your whole heart. 53. Psalm 53. 29, verse 29. Oh, sorry, that's not going to be right. Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, sorry, I got the wrong one. Oh, well, let's keep going. Like I said, oh, well, keep going. I don't know, that one got lost. That one, I guess maybe the editors didn't like the way I wrote this, so they got rid of that one. Psalm 57, verse 7. Psalm 57. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. My heart is fixed. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great under the heavens, and thy truth under the clouds. Mm-hmm. And that's a great reason to be praising God a lot, because of his great mercy. It reaches unto the clouds. Wow. 57, Psalm 63. Go to Psalm 63. We'll be in verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as have I seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate. There's that word meditate again. Meditate on thee in the night watches. You know, I don't know about you, but I have woken up a few times at night and been able to go to sleep, so maybe it would be just a good time to praise God, to speak in tongues.
Sure.
You know? And then maybe you'll go back to sleep, or at least you'll be strengthened for the day ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Psalms, and that's where we are. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, we're finished with that one. Let's go to Psalm 67. Psalm 67. Verse 1. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. It kind of seems that praise has a definite influence on your land, especially if you're a farmer, according to this old, and I know we're in New Testament, but that doesn't mean that a lot of these old premises have been negated. That's for sure. So Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and or hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. You know, let the heaven and earth praise him. Getting everybody and everything involved. Quite a figure of speech. That's pretty wonderful, though. And of all creation involved. Okay, Psalm 100. And this is one of my favorite psalms when it comes to praise and thanksgiving. Very short, too. Maybe some of you have memorized it. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord. Oh, remember, we've sung this before in song. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That's a wonder. That's, I love that song. Right? Let's go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Verse 164, Psalm 119. This one you really like, I think. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine yourself picking out seven times? Maybe you don't even think about it. You know, so a lot of us, we pray a lot. I know we do pray a lot. And we seven times a day. Wow. Seven times a day. We got a couple more. There's two more spots. Seven times a day. You can make that a project if you want. Seven times a day. Let's go to Psalm 149. And these last five psalms, which I'm only reading two, are called the Hallelujah Psalms because of their structure, and they talk about praise. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. You don't see hallelujah in the Bible, but you see praise ye the Lord when it comes from hallelujah. So, praise ye the Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. And last one is Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery, and I don't know what that is, psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Wow. And remember what song you heard? Well, I can only imagine, wow, what worship and singing and praise is going to be. I think about that all the time because we know a lot of songs. We've heard a lot of bands, and that's only here in America. That, what about all the way back to the first century church and the other sides of the world? Wow, that's my thinking about the gathering together. It's going to be just a wonderful time of praise and thanksgiving. So that's what I wanted to share. Praise.